Okay, yesterday we learned that when the Torah is mechayiv metav sadeyu, that you have to pay yedius. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argued if b'din nizik shaminon or b'din mazik shaminon. And we said that there are two ways to understand the whole idea of metav sadeyu, the chiyav yedius. Either you can understand the din idius that it's a shibud that's chal b'shas hehezik. There's a certain shibud on the karka. It's a lien on the karka. Just like if you borrow money, b'shas you borrow money, it creates a lien on your karka. If your animal's mazik, that creates a lien or a debt or a shibud on your karka. So one way to learn is that it's a din shibud. The other way to learn is that it's not a shibud, it's not a shibudim. It's a halacha in tashlumin. This is the way you pay. The way you pay is that when it comes time to pay, bezin paskins, you owe $1,000. When it comes time to pay, there are certain rules in how bezin is tevea money and how we make a person pay. So there are a number of rules. One of the rules is that when you take karka, you take only his best karka. Those were the two mahalachim. And we said that it's likely that Rav Shach said, Rabbi Ezri, that it's a machlekes taisvis and the taisvis harash on daf hey amir aleph be'edim zaymimin. Because in afkamina, between the two ways, is when edim zaymimin amachayiv somebody a certain amount of money with in an oifin that they would only have to pay beinonis. So do you say Kasha Zama means the Edim Zaymin also have to pay Beinonis? The Tesar Rosh said, yeah. He said that if I'm mechayev you to pay money with a chiyuv of Beinonis, and I'm a Zaymin, so the Edim Zaymin also have to pay Beinonis. Because the Tesar Rosh saw the Shibud Karka as part of the etzem thing that you're mechayev. You're creating a Shibud Karka when you say false Edim. And Taisus himself disagreed. Taisus said, no. It could be that you're trying to mechayev someone beinonis. And yet, the Edim Zaymin have to pay idius, because it's still Kasha Zaman. Kasha Zaman is the amount of money that you owe. You try to mechayev him $1,000, you owe chayev $1,000. That is a rule in Dine Tashlumin. When it comes to pay, you pay whatever the Mahalos Tashlumin is, which could be idius. So we said yesterday that it's a machlekes the Rosh and Taisus, which we'll see will be perhaps significant today, that the Rosh holds that it's a chiyuv of that's a din, it's a shibud the first way, and Taisus holds that it's a din in tashlum. We also said yesterday that Rabbi Kiveg is clear if idius goes according to Shas HaHezik, or idius goes according to Shas HaTashlumin. Does it go according to the time you are mazik, which karka you owned, or according to Shas HaTashlumin? So Kiveg declared which way to go in Rebbe Kiva. So he said, L'chayra, it's the same shayla. If the idea of idius is that it creates a shibud, so the shibud is b'shas ha-hezik, that's when the shibud is created. If the idea of idius is a rule in Tashlumin, so it goes according to Shas HaTashlumin. We said that yesterday. Rabbi Maisif, and the Kutshisei Shiurim, he's medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, that it's a din in Tashlumin. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchis Niskei Mamin, in Periches Halacha Yud, when the Rambam brings this Gemara, that you have to pay idius. The Rambam's lashon is kishebezdin niskokin ligvais minichse amazik. When bezdin comes to manai from the nechasim of the mazik, so gaivin min ametatulim tchuma. We see later that your first manai from ametatulim, and ain like ametatulim, so gaivin min hakarka hamuula. If he doesn't have ametatulim, you manai from his karka. The way the Rambam brings it is a rule in Tashlumin. He starts kishabezdin goy niskokin ligvois nichsei amazik. When bezdin goes to manai, this is how they manai. The lashon harambam is very much mashma that it's in Seder HaTashlumin. It's Meduyik, he shows, because the Rambam by Bal Chayiv, when it says you pay, he also says such a Lashon. So it seems the Rambam holds like Tosfos that it's a din in the Seder HaTashlumin. Now let's see the next two lines of Gemara. Reb Yishmael, about a dozen lines up. Reb Yishmael who holds a Nizik Shaiminan, a Hani Gzereshava, a Hanikra. I need the Gzereshava of Sadeh Lamayla, Sadeh Lamata. I need the Pasik Sadeyu. They both help me for something. A Hani Gzereshava to Damina. That the Nizik Shaiminan. A Hanikra, Kagain. The Istlai Lamazik, Idius Viziburis. The Mazik has idiots as ziburis, the idiots lenizik. So we'll call it, just to make it simple, there's grade A, and grade B, and grade C of karka. So the mazik has grade A and grade C, and the nizik has grade B. Right? That's the way it is? That's the Gemara saying, right? That he has the A and C, the mazik, the one who's paying, and the nizik has grade B. Normally, you would have to pay grade B, but the nizik shemina. The izi burus the mazik l'shavi kiddus the nizik mishalim lay mi meitiv today. So now the question is: do you bump him up or do you bump him down? Right, the nizik has grade B, so we tell the mazik you have to pay grade B karka. He says, I only have grade A and grade C. So what do you do if you don't have that matches? Do you bump him up, make him pay more, a better karka, or can he pay a lesser karka? So for that, the pasuk helps. The bishar malay mimetiv d'day that he has to pay grade A. The leimotzi amalei ta'at gavi miziburis ella gavi mimeta. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So the clear here in the Rush that he brings the machlokes rishayim is in a slightly different case than the Gemara. Gemara's case is you have grade A, B, and C. A and C to the mazik, and grade B to the nizik. So the question is, like with Bishmael, how do you make an adjustment? The Rush brings a shaila, as in the case where you have, again, you have grade A, grade B, grade C, grade D. You have four types of karka. The mazik owns A and B and D, and the nizik owns only C. Right? The nizik owns this, and the mazik owns these three. So the shaila is that the Rosh clears, in other words, this is the mazik's idius, the mazik's bainimus, the mazik's siburis, and this is the nizik's best. It's the only character he has. So why does the mazik pay? He can't pay C, he doesn't own C. He doesn't go down to D that the Gemara says. You don't go down, you go up. Where does the nizik go? The nizik's idiot now that you can't pay the nizik. Do you pay A or do you pay B? What does the mazik have to pay? That's the shad. What's the pashtus? Okay, you put that very well. That's what the Rush says. Pashta should be. What? Okay. The from the Lashna Gemara, it's mashma that you have to pay A. Because what are we saying? Ahani gzereshava, ahani kra. Gzereshava helps if the mazik owns the nizik's idios. If the mazik does not own the nizik's idius, then he pays the mazik's idius. So l'chayra, from the Lashon HaGemara, you should have to pay A. You know, you can't give the nizik's idius. All right, so you give the mazik's idius. That's what should come out from the Lashon HaGemara. Svara, though, it's a little hard to understand why it should be that way. Why should it be that way? It's if you're bumping him up, So why do you have to bump him up too? It's very hard to understand.
How do you understand the Hanikra?
The Hanikra definitely means that the Pasuk is teaching us something new. The question is, is it teaching you can't go down? Yeah, except that the Lashon, what's Lashon HaGemara? Lashon HaGemara is not that clear. A Hanikra, we're going to say the Masik, it is the Buddha speaks, and this is the Buddha, the Masik, the Shabbat, it is the Masik, Mishalim, the Maitiv Didei. So that's the question. When it says Mishalim, the Maitiv Didei, what does that mean? Do we take that literally? Masik pays Maitiv Didei, he pays Dafka his own Maitavs. Or, in the Gemara's case, it's Maitiv Didei, but it just means that you bump him up. That you bump him up a level. If we go with our old rule that we try to make his Eretz HaKosuv's fit in Cheshem Mishpat Inyan, and we try to make it fit with Svara, it's a little hard to see why you should bump him up to A. If it's Eretz HaKosuv, it's Eretz HaKosuv, it's very little you could do. It may have said that you. But if it's a Svara, it's very hard to see the Svara Rosh, the Svara that he has. The Rosh, I don't know if you saw it inside yet, I just want to point out to you the Rosh, because I want to show you the kashas they ask on it. The Rosh is Siman Beis. It's a relatively short Rosh. First he brings the Lashon HaGemara. It's Siman Beis on the first page of the Rosh. So the first four lines of Siman Beis are the Gemara. Then he says, "Kaimelon Rebbe Kiva Mechaveiroi." So we pass like Rebbe Kiva. We know that we pass the Mazik Shemina. Then he says, "Hanikra the Yisrael the Mazik Idis is Iburis. The Iburis Tidei LeShavik Idis Nizik Mshamleim Emeitav. The Yisrael the Mazik Idis. Oh, here's the case. The Yisrael the Mazik Idis Beinus VeZiburis. The Mazik has three. VeLeShavik Iburis the Mazik Idis the Nizik." And the idiot, the nizik, is like we call it C. Ubeinid is shavat femi idiot. And his beinidus is B. Idiot, the nizik, is the amri diavle beinidus. That's the first shita. First shita is you give B, beinidus. Umedagdik, midishavak gemara beinidus, alma yavle beinidus, the shavat femi idiot, the nizik, yavle beinidus. That's his raya. What's a raya? The Shavak Gemara Beinus. The Gemara picked a case where there's A, B, and C. That was the Gemara's case. There's A, B, and C. B belongs to the Nizik. So you bump him up to A. Why did the Gemara chop on that case? Why didn't it say this case, which is a bigger Chiddush? So it's a Raya that you pay B. That's the first sheet. It's the Ami, and the Rosh sheet is Afilahachi Yod Le'idiyas the Devrayim Nirali. The Hani Gzereshava, the Hani Kra, Tavayu L'Shalom Emeita. The Hani Gzereshava L'Shalom Leim Ziburis. The Mazik Sheyidius the Nizik. The Hani Kra Kisheena Kemeitav the Nizik L'Shalem Emeitav the Mazik. Look at the Lashon Rosh. The La'olam Beinon Meitav. Oy the Mazik, Oy the Nizik. You always have to do Meitav. If it's not Meitav of the Nizik, then you Meitav of the Mazik. The first sheet is Raya. I did not get it. This is Iburis. So shall we be in this? We should not lie his gear. Ela hanach the mishtam and mehem meikara. Iburis the mazik. Fahash the meidius. Lo ilam afili yis la gabi bein this. Yishal me meitav shalom. So the Rosh's kasha on the first sheet is that lo ilam be in a meitav. Meitav. Oy me the mazik. Oy the nizik. We're going to have to try to answer that. Lo ilam be in a meitav. So Meitav, you have to pay Meitav. So Tanya the Rosh, it's got to be Meitav of one of the two columns. Either it's the Nizik's column, it's his best, or the Mazik's, it's his best. It's got to be one of the best. Now, if you look at the bottom, it's for Shmuel, Popula Charifta,
they both don't understand this rush, because this whole cler is according to whom?
Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva?
So according to Rabbi Shmuel. So he said, kind of like a Rabbi Kiva, and then the rush goes into a cler, which has nothing to do with halacha. We know that the whole rush is rush only brings the halacha from the Gemara. Why did he bring this cler, which is a cler of Rabbi Shmuel? So they bring the Tverei Shmuel Beis, brings that thing from the Yom Shoshloim, Toma Bezal Rabbeinu, Loma Hevi'ai, Lefima Adepasak Rabbi Kiva. So, when we try to understand the Machlaikis, it's going to have to somehow answer this kasha. That how, why does the Rosh bring it? It has nothing to do with Halacha. This Shaila, Halacha is not a Shaila, because we pass him in the Mazik. So we give A no matter what, even if the Nizik has everything. That's a pella on the rush. We know the rush never brings what's not lahalach. So Reb Shmuel, the Shuri of Shmuel, and Simon Zion has a pshat in the Machlaikis, the rush, and the first shita. The first shita that the rush brings without a name, he calls the Ritva. It's a Ritva shita in Gittin. So we'll call it the Ritva Shita. Ritva Shita says you pay B. You pay B with the Mazik. What we said is more Svaradik. And the Rosh Shita is that you pay A, what we said fits better in Lashon HaGemara. That's Machlokes the Ritva and the Rosh. The Taina of the Rosh is you have to pay Meitav. If you don't pay Hanikra, and Xerishava, either Meitav Tinezik or Meitav Mazik. How is the Ritva going to answer that? So Reb Shmuel suggests, and this is the way I understand a Mahalach, as follows. When the Torah said you pay Meitav, you could understand it literally. You have to give the best. You have to give the best. That means you have to give this piece, this best, and finish. Then the Rosh is right. B is not the best. C is the Nizik's best, and A is the Mazik's best. Then the Rosh is right, you have to pay A. The Ritva holds that Meitav is a minimum that you have to pay. When the Torah says you have to pay a certain quality, it's a minimum quality that you have to pay. Let's say Be'aksuba you pay Ziburis. Ziburis is the minimum. By a Balchayv, you pay Beinonis. Beinonis is the minimum. By a Mazik, you pay Idius. Idius is the minimum. If you have something more, you certainly could pay that. It's not missing in the Shem Meitav. Meitav is when the Torah says you to the Mazik, you have to pay this and this. If you want to pay more, of course you can pay more. The Torah is not excluding more. When I say more, I mean superior quality. Torah is not excluding better. Torah is excluding worse. So Torah says pay the best. The Torah is saying at least the best. Therefore what? Therefore, when you look at I think this case, the Nizik has C. You have to pay the Meta. You have to pay Meta. When I pay B, Dr. Ritva, I am paying Meitav. I'm paying Meitav the Nizik. I'm paying the Nizik's best. The Nizik's best is a minimum. I'm upping it a bit. I'm saying that the Nizik's best, it's really even a little better than the Nizik's best. I'm paying B instead of C. But if you learn that when the Torah sets up a Chiyuv Tashlumin, it's meant as a minimum that you have to pay. Meitav is a minimum, so then it makes sense that if I'm mechuyev to pay C, if I pay B, I'm mekayim paying Meitav the Nizik. It is Meitav the Nizik, because this is the Nizik's best. It's a little better than the Nizik's best, but better is not a chsara. It doesn't fit into the Lashon of a Hanikra in the Gemara. So what do you say to that? It doesn't fit into a Hanikra. Huh? Because the Hani Cross sounds like Beit of Damazik, which is what the Rosh Tainid.
So
it's
really
the
case, you don't have
bands.
That's all that's
but he's asking that, according to Ritva, that's all made of the Nizik. That's all made of the Nizik. So I think what he's saying, what he means to say, is this. If the Torah would have not said it, there would be no pasuk. It would just be Nemesod Alamala, Nemesod Alamata. I would say that in this case, where you don't have his idios, you go down. You can go down. You can't do Meitav. We have a rule you don't have to buy. So if you can't do Meitav, maybe you can go down. The Ahani Kra is only to push you up. Instead of going down, that you push you up, which we have to tie this all into the pasuk, is a kiyum of the Meitav of the Nizik. It's a kiyum of the Meitav of the Nizik. I don't know, it's a little, I'm asking that it's really Rosh's kasha, and really in the Lashon of Ahani Kra, Ahani Gzer Shav, it doesn't fit well. But Lumaisa, this is the Ritva Shita, Ritva holds you pay B. You can't say it's Meitav the Mazik. So we'll understand that that's a type of Meitav the Nizik. That Ahani Kra is that the Mazik has to give from his karka something that is the Meitav of the Nizik, which is something superior to the Meitav of the Nizik. This is the way we understand the Ritva Shita, and the Rosh disagrees with it. The Rosh says no, other. He says that when we say you pay, it's precise. Meitav the Mazik, Meitav the Nizik, no minimum business. The Rosh holds it literal. Nafkamina, like Rabbi Kiva. There'd be a Nafkamina like Rabbi Kiva. In Mazik, there would be Kamatno Nafkamina. But it would be a Nafkamina by Balchayv. By Balchayv, you only pay Beinonis. Right? By Balchayv, the Aloch is you pay Beinonis. What happens if the Malva says, I want to give you Idis? I don't want to give up my Beinonis for whatever reason. Convenient, my business is near my house, I don't want to give it up. I want to give you idis. And Leiva says, no, look, my din is Beinonis. I'd rather have a little more land and less quality. I want Beinonis. Who wins? When there's a halacha that Balchayv gets Beinonis, and you have a case where the Leiva wants to pay a better land. He wants to give idios. And the Malva says, I don't want. I lent it to you. I understood I'm getting bainanis. I want bainanis. Tveiport, I want a little more bainanis. Typically, people want idios. What would happen if they didn't? What would happen if the Malva says, I only want the bainanis, and he says, I want I'd rather give you idios. What's it then? Zachter Shmuel. It depends how you teach the grade of karka. How do you teach Beinonis? Like the Rosh, it's literal. This is what you get. Beinonis means Beinonis, and Zburis means Zburis, and Meitav means Meitav. So a Leiva gets Beinonis. You have to pay Beinonis, finished. The other person is not Maskefedius, so the Chiv is only Beinonis. The Ritva understood. No, when we say something, we mean that as a minimum. Of course you can get better quality. When we set sign, whether it's Ziburis or Idius or Benis, whatever we're talking about minimums. So we're talking about an amount or better that you give. So if I borrow money from you and I want to pay, and my chiv is to give Benis. Like to Ritva, my chiv is to give at least Benis. If I want to give idios, I could give idios too. Beinonis is not dafka beinonis. It's a minimum. So it comes out, this machlokes that the Rosh and the Ritva have, here by Mazik, in the case here of ABCD, is a nafkamina for other cases. It's a nafkamina for Balchayv, it's a nafkamina for Ksubas Isha, where somebody wants to pay more.
Balchayv doesn't have a honey price. It's just for the type of honey slave.
But it's an understanding of the uptight of the Torah.
The Tekana Drabbani, you have to remember, the Natai Tziburis. If your Tai Tziburis is a minimum, you can give anything. So when they kneel us down last, they said no Tziburis. But they didn't change the structure of the. If he was allowed to give idiots, they'll now. Okay, so I'm not changing
that. The Tana was better than Tziburis. I think enough that the actor
Well, if the Torah meant Dafka Tziburis, so when they said Bainanis, it means Dafka Bainanis. It depends on what the title of the word is.
The
Takun is the Kandai Rasa. There's Minat Torah, there's this level. Chazal said you bump it up another level. But it's a man of whatever that Dairasa is. So this is a nafkamina. It's really a question, do you attach it minimum or do you attach it literal? When the Torah says a certain amount, or Rabbanan say a certain amount, do you attach it literally that amount, or do you attach it more? So that's the nafkamina. And the Milan, this pshat, is that it answers the kasha, why did the Rush bring this? Why did the Rush bring this Klaira Rabbi Shmuel? It's not nafkamina to us. It is nafkamina to us. It's nafkamina to know if it means minimum or it doesn't mean minimum. Nafkamina for Bachayv. Nafkamina for other cases. So that's the that's what it says here in Rabbi Shmuel in the beginning of Siman Zayin. There would be another case he could have said besides Baal Chayv. You don't like Baal Chayv Yaki. I'll tell you a case that L'chayr he could have said. What happens if at the time of the Hezek the Mazik owns A, B, and C? Halacha, we'll go Rabbi Kiva. The Mazik owns a bunch of karka. He owns all types of karka. He's Mazik. He pays his best. What happens if the day after the Hezek he bought an even better field? He bought what's now his best field. And he wants to use that new best field to pay the Nizik. Could the Nizik say, no, when you were Mazik me, that was your idiot. I want that. Or could he say, look, that's a minimum. I have something better now. I want to give you something better. You could have a chetinsa, what?
A
bentatzah from Kivag. Yeah, I'm saying you could have another nafkabi. Okay, Adkan, this is all what it says in Rishon. Now that we know machlaikis between the Rosh and the Ritva, if when we say you have to pay something, is it literal or is it a minimum? So it would only be natural for us to go back to our Ikka Chakira Besugya and see if it fits our Ikka Chakira in the Sugya of Idiyas. We said there are two ways to learn Idiyas. Either that it's a lien, it's a shibud, or that it's a din, the way you pay. And then when it comes to pay, there are certain rules of how you pay. The Rosh said, on Daf Hey, in Taisa Rosh, the Rosh said the first way. That it's a lien. It's a lien on the land. It fits very nicely the Rosh Yalishitasa. The Rosh says you have a lien on the land. That means you have a lien on specific land. You have a lien on something means you have a lien on something specific. It's possible to have a lien on everything a person owns. It's true. But Pashit, if the Torah creates a shibud, it's a specific shibud. So the Rosh rejected the idea of a minimum. That Ritva said, when the Torah said, pay this, it's a minimum, you can pay whatever you like, as long as it's not less. The Rosh held that Meitav Sadeyu means that Bishas, your animal, is Mazik. The second it's Mazik, there's a Shibud on your karka. So the Rosh understood it's a Shibud on a specific karka. Which one? The Meitav one. Lo Bikiva mate of the Mazik, Lo Bishmal mate of the Nizik, and if there's no mate of the Nizik, you bump into mate of the Mazik. But it has to be on a specific land. If you hold to Derech of Tashlumin, a way to pay, then it could go either way, but it's more mistaver. If it's a Derech of Tashlumin, so the Torah said you have to pay. I'm coming to pay, what do I pay with? So then you could teach that it's not a specific thing. It's not creating a Shibud. It's a minimum. So you have to remember, like that side, if the Mazik buys more karka later,
So you could pay with that character, because there's no lien, there's no shibud. It's a derech hatashlum. When I come to pay, what do I pay? So there, you can understand the ritva, that you pay, this is the minimum that you pay with. You want to pay with more, you can pay with more. You want to pay with something you just bought, you can pay with something you just bought. If the ritva would hold it's a lien, it doesn't make sense to say it's a minimum. It's not mistabra to say it's a minimum. I'm sorry.
No, even if the shibud on
it could still be a din tashlum. And that tzad, there's a shibud on a specific field, but I can't force him to take something else that he doesn't want.
Something else. That's my focus. That's what my focus is. Whether or not he gives
So what I'm telling you is that it's certainly more glad that if you hold that there's a shibud, there's a specific field. That's how you're masking to.
No.
That's how also not. If it's a lien.
You have a specific field. It's not like you have to know which one to mask get over.
But according to the ritva, there is no shibud on any specific field. There's no shibud on any specific field. There's a group of fields that you can pay with. You can pay with this or better. Let's say about five, which karka is meshuvit. This or better. There's no specific field that's meshuvit. Now you could say that you could have shibudim like that. You can have shibudim, but all the karka equally. It's possible. But it's more glad that if the rush who held that it's a shibud held that it's a specific karka. I'm not at all saying it's mochruch. I'm just saying that it fits in a very glatta way, in a very smooth way. The Taisus Kagan Shahaisa. Just the first few lines of Taisus. Tell me, is this a raya to our shayla? Kagan Shahaisa, idiot, the music is Yiburis Damasik. Ipcha lematzula meimar. Taisus says, what about a different case? What's Taisus' case of Ipcha? You have A, B, and C, but the reverse. The Nizik owns A and C. The Mazik owns B. Right? That's saying Ipcha Lama Samayim. What's the Ipcha case? The Nizik owns A and C, and the Mazik owns B. So if you hold, you pay Idiyas the Mazik, you pay B. If you hold, you pay Izik the Nizik, what do you pay? The Nizik owns A and C, the Mazik owns B. If you hold Idiyas to Nizik, why would you pay? So Tosfos is saying you still pay B. Maybe not. Maybe you have to go out and buy A. So Tosfos, Ipcha Yematzal Amen, but the Kuli Amma Maidi, Dei Mishal Amel Eiti Yishay Yishlai, Ve'ein Tzarech Liknais to Demin Alakama. The Gemara is going to say later that there's no din that you have to buy. You never have to go out and buy. So since there's no din you have to go out and buy, Ipchale Matsulameh. What's in Mashma from Taisvis? Rabbi Kiva declared, if Shibudim Achal Bishas the Hezik, or if it goes according to Shas Tashlumin, which way is in Mashma from this Taisvis? How's a Mashma from Taisvis? Where is in Mashma? Is it mashma that way? What? It's nice tashlumi, right? Why? Right, Taisus is saying, look, we can't say Yitcha, because you don't have to go buy. You're not mechayiv to go and buy things to pay. If it's a shibud, then it wouldn't make sense. Because what you buy later is irrelevant. It's a shibud b'shas hezik. So what does it mean? It's halacha, you don't have to go out to buy, we're going to see later, you don't have to go out and buy. But what is going out and buy, it's not going to change anything. So it seems some Taisvis, it's good, it's Taisvis Shitasai, that if you would go out and buy, it would not change things. It sounds some Taisvis that if a person did go out and buy, field equal to the Nizik Zidiyas, it sounds like some Taisvis that he would not have to pay that, according to Rabbi Shmuel. That if you, they're saying you're not mechuyev to go and buy. It's mashma if you did buy more karka after you were mazik before you pay. If you did buy, it's mashma that it would change the whole rules. It would change what you pay. Is it mashma that way? Which is good because it's taisa shita, they go basa tashlomen. All right, so we have another raya to Tosfos Shitase. One last raya to the whole thing. Shmuel in Shir Zayin, but this is in Oy Zayin, says that he's surprised. Rabbi Kiva Eger missed that his klar is l'chayra, a gemara, in Gittin Dafnun. Rabbi Kiva Eger's klar, if you go bust at the time of the Hezek, or the time of Tashlumin, he says l'chayra is a machlaikis, Yishayin in Gittin. The gemara has the following case. Gemara says, Shafoi idius. Shafoi means the crop disease. Shitafain is a crop disease. Shafoi means it got ruined. Shafoi idius. If my animal is mazik you, and you're entitled to get my idius, and my idius field gets damaged, so instead of, you don't get my idius now, my idius field's not worth anything. So you go to my Beinonis. You go down, you go to get my Beinonis. Any Chiddush in that? Huh? Any Chiddush? No? If my Idius is not Idius anymore, you go to my next thing, to Beinonis. Is that what it sounds like? So, what? If it's Meshubis from the time of the Hezek, you can give it, but it has to be. Even if it's Meshubah from the time of the Hezek, if he's going to give it now, he's giving Ziburis, Mishas Tashlumin. That's not Shalchot. 1 minute. The field was worth $1,000 at the time of the Hezek. Now it's worth $100. But I can't only pay him $100, that's for sure. You can argue with me and say you should be able to give it for $100. But to say, Hare Shalchot for Nefer, you can't because it wasn't his. Right? Madoch, if you give me your thing, and if it gets stolen from me, I'm responsible. It's my thing, it gets ruined. There's no Shad. Now, Rashi learns, Pshat in the Gemara, Mechudish to Kipshat, Rashi says that if I have 100 fields, and my animal's mazik, my top field is the one I have to pay you with. So Rashi says that if my top field gets damaged and ruined, I don't have to give you my second best field. I could give you any medium field anyway. I can give you number 50. Not only that, Rashi says, really, I'd be able to give you my worst field. But part of the tikkun olam of Baal Chayiv is that you never give ziburis. I have to give you these beinonis. But, you hear Rashi Shita? Rashi teaches that Gemara. Shafoi yidis, if my best field got ruined, I give you Mishalom Loim Mibainanis. What does it mean I give you Bainanis? It means I don't have to give you my next best field. I give you my middle of the road field. I give you field number 50. Then there's Rashi Apella. Let's try to Rashi. Ramban is Matmiyan Rashi. He says, what do you mean you have to give Meitav? So Meitav was your best field. Now your best field became your worst field. So now give your second best field as your best field. Give whatever is your best field at the time. Rashi Apella? Huh? So the only way to understand Rashi is to understand that Rashi holds that it's a shibud. It's a lien. What is Meitav? When my animal is mazik, you have a lien on my idis. And that you have a lien on. If that idis gets ruined, then you have no lien on anything. I'll pay you whatever I want to pay you, like any Baal Chayiv. Maybe I can even give you Ziburis, okay. There's a kind of Baal Chayiv, there's Beinonis, I'll give you Beinonis. So Rashi Shita is pretty clear that it's a Shibud, and it's a specific field. And that if that specific field gets ruined, so you have no Tainan Meitav anymore, I still have to pay you, I have owe you money, but I can give you anything I want. You do any field that want?
How does Shibud go away?
The Shibud went away because, well, if you want the field, you can have the field that got ruined. But that field is now not a desirable field. It was a Meitav at the time of the Hezek. And now it's an inferior field.
That would have fallen into place.
It would have, but it didn't. So Rashi clearly holds, like the first thought of a Rebbe, that's Bishas Hezek. Rashi clearly holds that way. The Rabban, who's Matnia, or the Meiri, they bring the Lashon HaMeiri, is even clearer that it goes Bishas Tashlumin. So we see that there's Machlekes Rishonim in this Inyan. So now we have more names. Rashi is like the Rosh, what we call the Rosh Hashita. And the Ramban, Meiri, is like the Ritva. I bet you if we look at the Ritva and Gittin, he's also Matmi on Rashi, the Shitasai. And the Hodi Gobas the Teshlumin, we have now the Ramban, the Tikkun Lashon Ramban, and the Ramban and the Ritva, and Tosis. And hold that you go Basu Shas Tashlum. So these are the Shitas L'Chaira. They're going to have to fit. The Sugi of Idias is a few blot. It goes till Daf Tes. It goes pretty quickly, but it goes till Daf Tes. We'll have more Machlaiks, and hopefully it'll fit. All the names will fit. The names will fit throughout, so it'll be a little more bishmak. Okay, let's see the Gemara of Aita. Rabbi Kiva now. Now the Gemara turns to Rabbi Kiva's Kavachayim Lahegdish. Rabbi Kiva Haim Alaba Kasev Al Gavaisin Zikim in Adias Kavachayim Lahegdish. My Kavachayim Lahegdish. Ilai Maditar Nagach Tura Didan Latura the Hegdish. Can't be. Shorei Al Machman Avalai Shoshal Hegdish. Fella Dikadim. If you're Mazik or Shoshal Hegdish, you're Pater. You're not a few. If your Shor is Mazik or Shoshal Hegdish, you're Pater. Ella. Ma'imer Hare Alai Man Alabedek Abayis. That also doesn't make sense. So we're stuck. You can't learn from a balchayv to a balchayv. Because even if a normal balchayv is idiot, hegdish is always less. La'ilam the dog of Tori di Dama Tori the Hegdish. Udika Karshalach Shere Eoam Rahman of Lashashal Hegdish. So the Gemara tries to Zetzai Rabbi Kiva like a Dasiachid. Rabbi Kiva Savalak and Shimbe Manasseh. Time Shimbe Manasseh, I am a Shashal Hegdish and Nagar Shashal Hegdish. Potter, Shashal Hegdish and Nagar Shashal Hegdish, Beitambe Mo, Mishal Nezak Shalom. So he timed it, Rabbi Shimbe Manasseh timed it, that Hegdish doesn't lose by the Gezeris HaKasav, Hegdish only gains. That if a shoshal hegdish is nageyach, hegdish gains, that's your potter. And if a shoshal hegdish is damaged, is menugach, then hegdish gets money. So, kavachaymela hegdish means that hegdish gets idias. Yachi v'shmover v'kiva, v'maita v'idias, the nizik v'ziburis tamazit pligi. Dilma de Kuliyama with the Nizik Shamina. Vachem Flukter Shemem and Asi Rabbana came in Flugi. Rakiva Savak Shemem and Asi Bishma Savak Rabbana. So Gemara rejects this because, first of all, maybe that if so, they're arguing in this Machlaikis. In fact, Gemara, maybe they're arguing in this Machlaikis. So Gemara says it can be. In Kain, my Loi Boha Kosov. What is Loi Bo HaKosov, which is Mashba, they argue in the Parsha of Eitav. V'oi, my Kal V'chayim LaHegdish. What's Kal V'chayim LaHegdish? Kal V'chayim LaHegdish has to be that Hegdish does better, not that Hegdish does worse. So what's Kal V'chayim LaHegdish? If you're saying that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, but the Nizik Shaminon, and you say Kal V'chayim LaHegdish, right? Nizik Shaminon is a Kula. Right? Nizik Shamin is a Kula. That the Mazik doesn't have to give his best, he can give the Nizik's best. So since Nizik Shamin is a Kula, you can't say Kavachayim Ala Hegdish. If Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, but the Nizik Shamin, so Kavachayim Ala Hegdish has the same Kula. It's not Mistaver. Kavachayim Ala Hegdish, Hegdish doesn't have that Kula. Certainly, Kreitu Shimma Ben Asya, Hegdish doesn't have any Kulas. And Va'aid, Omer Avashi Tanya Behedya. I don't know, the Gemara could have brought this right away and avoided the whole Arichus. Tanya Behedya, make the stair, make the Kami Yishalim, make the stair Shalnizik, make the Kami Shalnizik, and the Rishma, be Kiba and the Sabbath Shalmazik, make the Kami Shalmazik, the Ferish and Raisa. So there's nothing more to talk about.
and they argue on both mashlokes. In the sugya of Shor Shel Hekdesh, which I don't want to be ma'arich in, just there's a Rabbi Ruvain has here a clair in what taich Shor Shel Hekdesh. Well, we're mamayit Shor Shel Hekdesh. Is that a din in a in an animal of Hekdesh? In the Shor Shel Hekdesh? That an animal of Hekdesh does not. Does not is not chayif. You don't pay if you're damaging a Shor Shel Hekdesh, or if a Shor Shel Hekdesh does damage, then a Shor Shel Hekdesh doesn't have to pay. It's a din in the shor. Or for proving clairs, is it a din in the kiss Shel Hekdesh, in the bank account of Hekdesh, that Hekdesh doesn't pay out money for its damages, and if you hold Hekdesh doesn't get payments, Hekdesh doesn't get payments for Hekdesh for damages. In other words, when it says Shareyehu v'lo Shor Shel Hekdesh, you could learn it's a type of shar, just like you have a shar tam, a shar muid, a shar shel shutfis, and a shar shel hefker. You have a shar shel hekdesh. This type of shar doesn't have dinei mazik. Or you could learn, the second way to learn was that it's a din in hekdesh. Hekdesh doesn't pay out money for damages. Hekdesh doesn't get paid for damages. Nafkamina. You have to turn off Kamina, you have to think of a Shor Shel Hekdesh that doesn't affect a Kiss Shel Hekdesh. Why would be a Shor Shel Hekdesh that doesn't affect Kiss Shel Hekdesh? Why doesn't it affect Kiss Shel Hekdesh? That's only that has a mum. A Bukhar that has a mum, that would be an Afkamina. Right? A Bukhar you do bring on the Mizbeach. Right? You say every morning, a Bukhar that nice of Pesach, right? If you have a Bukhar that has a mum, well, that's after Bukhar with a mum. Any Hekdesh, any Psul HaMikdash, any Hekdesh that has a Psul, so Mizbeach is not going to get it anyway. Do you say, V'loi Shor Shel Reyehu by Psul HaMikdash? So Reuven brings Hekdesh does not own it. Hekdesh, yeah, it doesn't do anything with it. So it doesn't become by the Kabayis. What? No, what? So Reuven brings the Machlaikis Rishainim. He says the Rambam says that the Psule HaMukdashim there is a din of Nezikin, which means he holds it's a din of Kishol Hekdesh. And Taisvis, he and the Taisvis, Tais Devarav, in the narrow lines, top Taisvis, Zainam and Aleph, Taisus mentions Karen Adam Abar departed by Psul HaMikdashim, the Koshkin Hekdesh. Taisus learns that Psul HaMikdashim are included in Hekdesh. That you are part of the Zikin. So the Zakhtar Bruvain, that could be the Machlaikis. Taisus holds Psul HaMikdashim are included because Yeltsin didn't in Shor Shel Hekdesh, and the Shars Kedusha is included. And the Rambam holds that Shor Shel Hekdesh means the Kiss Shel Hekdesh. So the Hekdesh affects Hekdesh, whether Hekdesh will get this meat or won't get the meat. So Psul HaMikdashim are not included. Okay. The Chayre, he could have said, in Afkamina, I thought that's what you would say, if I say Hari Olai Shlomim, and then I take an animal and I say, alright, this is the one I'm going to break. The Chayre, every Hari Olai, Hari Olai is a neder and the dava. Which one's which, remember? No? Nobody remember? I once told you a simon. When I tell people a simon, I remember the simon. Huh? Hari Zu is a nedava and Hari Olai is a neder. Okay? So it didn't work till now, it's not going to work again. And you remember the simon? Somebody remember it? Do we have a list? Yeah. Maybe 2 years ago. It's okay, if you remember that one, it's good. The siman that someone had told me, a Rebbe had told me, was Nidava has the word Dave in it, which is a bear. And if you want to see a bear, where do you go? Yeah. Right, so Zoo is Nidava.
It's corny, but it works. I just remember. Anyway, if someone says Hari Olai, that's a neder. If someone says Hari Olai, it's a neder, and he's responsible. A neder Yichay Bachriyusa. That would be another nafkamina, a simpler nafkamina. Say Hari Olai, and then you take a shar, and you're going to bring this shar for your neder. So, if that is shar, if something happens to the shar, Hegdish has no loss. Hegdish has no loss. All right. So this is the din here. The Pnei Yeshua Grade Isakasha. Why doesn't the Gemara say it's talking about Kachim Kalim? And Kachim Kalim is Mamin Shel Hegyet. Beis Aglili. We can have it later. But Beis Aglili holds Kachim Kalim is Mishulchan Hegyet. Belongs to the Hegyet. There's no Meila on Kachim Kalim before you shaft it. So Pnei Yeshua asks, why didn't the Gemara say we're going to let Beis Aglili and it's Kachim Kalim and that's a Hechatim, so you can have that Hegdish has to pay. So Yeshua Klar learned, like one side of Rebruven, right? He learned that we're talking about Kis Shel Hegdish. So if you say Kis Shel Hegdish, so you could say, oh, is that time Rebbe Kiva is talking by Kachim Kalim? Kachim Kalim, there's no miyat of Eloi Shar Shel Hegdish. It doesn't apply to Kachim Kalim because it belongs to a Hegdish. If you hold it, Sharei of Eloi Shar Shel Hegdish means the pocketbook, the bank account of Hegdish, so Pnei Yeshua has the good cash. Zetz Reina Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, who holds Kachim Kalim, Mom and Hegdish too, is Mishulchan Hegdish. But if you say Fakaret, if you say it's totally in the Shar, the Kedushas HaShar, so Pnei Yeshua's cash is answered. It's totally in the Kedushas HaShar, so even a Shar Shal Kachim Kalim, it's also in this Nismait from Veloi Shar Re'eh. So that would be another Nafkami. Okay, tomorrow we march on. Make sure you get into the next sugya as well.